This is St. Louis Public Radio. They carry badges. They're officers of the court, but the members of St. Louis's truancy unit don't see themselves as cops. They get involved in students' lives when they're missing a significant amount of school, and they're often a last chance at getting a child's education back on track. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney has been shadowing officers in that unit and filed this story.
Each morning, Charles Robinson climbs into his Scion XD at the St. Louis Family Court. He's heading out to check on some of his kids. Under his arm is a binder full of notes. Notes on children who have missed a lot of school, enough to be considered chronically absent. They're at a high risk of falling too far behind to ever catch up or dropping out.
My days consist of going out into the community, meeting with children, new cases, meeting with parents, gathering lots of information and trying to build rapport with parents so they trust us enough to help them figure things out.
Truancy officers get involved when absences rack up and daily phone calls and efforts of a school social worker don't get a kid to school. Missouri sets the benchmark that 90% of students should be in class 90% of the time. If a district falls below 90-90, it loses crucial points in state accreditation and state funding, and so attendance is both a focus and struggle for schools in low-income areas. This morning, Robinson is on his way to check on a student at a charter middle school. We're not using any kids' names to protect their privacy. The boy is one of 10 kids to a single mother. They're constantly on the move, trying to find housing.
So I know he's hanging out with folks that are doing things they shouldn't. What those things are, I don't know. I can only assume. But they keep him from coming to school. Those are probably the toughest ones because, you know, I can sit in front of a kid, meet with him a couple times, and pretty much tell you if he's going to end up in our detention center.
Class at Kip Inspire Academy starts at 7:10. Robinson arrives around 9 and finds the boy has been there.
The fact that he was there on time today totally caught me off guard.
Simply scaring a kid into going to school doesn't work, Robinson says. The work is more about carrots than sticks, building relationships, not playing bad cop. Sometimes, though, the stick is needed.
Hello, are you her?
I'm her uncle.
Jolie Baker, the head of the truancy unit, knocks at the home of a young girl to serve a court summons. Afterward, she says charging a family with neglect is a last step.
The girl has missed at least 50 days this school year. That's a lot of days. She just turned 10.
Baker says that over 17 years as a truancy officer, the job is getting more difficult.
Client situations are getting harder. Things are harder to impact now. Folks are harder to engage.
Truancy officers' work is about problem solving. Poverty and mental illness can cause stress and trauma in children, and homelessness can be an obstacle to consistency in schooling. Those obstacles are harder to solve in the year a truancy case is open than unreliable transportation or bad morning routines.
Oh, well, I need my folder.
On another one of his school visits, Robinson arrives at Ford Elementary to oversee re-enrolling a boy with learning disabilities. The boy's grandmother and a family friend are waiting. Robinson tells the boy he's glad to see him. His grandmother is feeling encouraged.
Usually he'll run away from me, and it'd be hard for me to get him into school. Either I have to wrestle him in school or drag him into school, so he came in on his own and he was ready.
Robinson says family support is a crucial part of improving attendance.
If they spend a year with us and we do all of this fantastic work with them, and when we're done they go back to the house that doesn't value education, nothing is sustained.
Still, as Robinson is leaving the school, he says he's hopeful today is the start of some positive momentum for the boy. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.